A dog or not. Gorgeous weather like we've had for the past few days. You're out and about and you see dogs bounding around, but should they be allowed off the lead? I know that our puppy is absolutely delighted when you can just unclip the harness and away she goes. She's running free, galloping along, tongue out, just really happy. But on the other hand, if a dog you don't know comes bounding towards you, it can be very scary, particularly for young children. So there are lots of local rules and regulations in place in parks and open spaces. But now a group of people living in Loughborough want their local council to introduce dog safe areas across the borough. It's a novel idea, isn't it? Well, Rob Watson's out with the early dog walkers this morning. Where are you, Rob?
Good morning, Joe. I'm at a beautiful, misty and very lovely green space right in the middle of Loughborough, Garendon Green. I'm with a couple of very special residents, Katie the Greyhound and Duke the King Charles Cavalier. But they're both on the leads, and the reason is because we're near a road, we're near a children's play area. So the guys here are calling for a safe space for dogs. And I'm with Duke and Katie's owners. One of those is Dr. Julie Bradshaw, your local councillor. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
So can you tell me just some of the issues that you're seeing around Loughborough at the minute?
Yes, around Loughborough and further afield, there's basically no spaces for dogs to go off the lead to run safely. As we all know, dogs, pets are very good for therapy, very good for getting people out, walking, well-being. And a few weeks ago, a resident contacted me about a dog safe area, and it's all gone from there. And we've got the Loughborough Ashby Ward Love Dogs group.
So you're with Katie this morning. She's a greyhound, quite a nervous dog.
Yeah, she is a nervous dog. She's a rescue, rescued her back in October. Before then, I had another beautiful greyhound. They're absolutely wonderful dogs. And when they run really, really fast. So a dog safe area would be fantastic, especially when it's near a road so there's no accidents.
Duke's owner is Craig. Good morning, Craig.
Morning.
Hi, so just tell me some of the, just tell me what you think about what it's like now.
Yeah, well, at the moment, there's a lot of families that have dogs, and, you know, dogs are part of the family. The kids and the dogs want to be able to run free, enjoy, get exercise. And in an open space like this, it's brilliant to have your dog, but it's always on the lead, yeah. Dogs love to wander, they love to explore, they love to sniff. But also with children, they love to throw the ball and the dog chase it. When you've got your dog on the lead, yeah, no one's getting the full benefit of it. So what we're looking at is a contained area where whatever the dog's athletic abilities, you know, some run like mad, some are quite placid and slow and just, you know, pinching a pace. Yeah, like Duke. But he likes to wander at his own pace, have a good sniff, and when you're wandering down the path, there's people getting annoyed at you. So you want somewhere where he can go and explore at his pace safely.
How important is it to you to kind of just get out and not have to worry about things like that?
Yeah, it's really important because not everyone are dog lovers, either through, you know, religious beliefs or social beliefs or just bad experiences with dogs. And I've had experiences with Duke where I've took him out and there's been kids in the area and they just swarm him. Yeah, somewhere that is a dog safe area that says, look, dog owners and the families can come on here and freely play and run and throw balls and enjoy social activities together.
So I guess, Julie, how is this going to work in theory?
In theory, first of all, we need to get, obviously, permission to actually sort of get the dog safe area in the first place from Charnwood Borough Council. So, as I say, we're all getting in a group together. The group's growing day by day. Craig's already said about the important things, why we need a dog safe area. At the moment, all people seem to be doing areas seem to be putting dogs on leads, and they need to run freely. People need to have a space where they can go with the dogs. There's playgrounds where children can go. Let's have a dog safe area, and that's really, really what we need.
Support's growing, is it?
It is. Day by day, there's people joining our Facebook group, Love for Ashby Ward. Law loves dogs. So please join us, and if there's anybody out there who wants to support us, come along. Our next meeting's on June the 18th, so please feel free to join us.
Craig, tell me about a perfect walk with you and Duke.
At his pace, he spends half his time sniffing around, plodding along, yeah, just taking his time, no rushing. It's just a gentle stroll in the sun, and at his pace, really, no rushing.
He's looking at me with his tongue out this morning. He looks a bit shattered. Have you dragged him out of bed this morning?
Yeah, he hadn't had his morning coffee.
So that's that, Joe. If you want to, so just remind me, when was the meeting?
The meeting's June the 18th at the Hut on Loughborough Ashby Ward.
So there you go, Joe. If you want to, anyone in the Loughborough area who wants to support this, June the 18th, Loughborough Ashby Ward, Dr. Julie Bradshaw.
Okay, cheers, Rob. I can see both sides of that, actually, because one thing, if you haven't got a dog, you don't necessarily want to be in areas where they're going to be, so then you'd know where to avoid. If you have got a dog, brilliant if you can let them off the lead. It's, you never know quite, if you're going somewhere new, whether that's allowed or not. And there's always that moment you just sort of look around and hope that all goes well, particularly when you have a young dog like mine, where you just hope it's going to go all right. Sure, it'll be fine. There was Rob reporting. Imagine that you're on a day out. Maybe you've taken the dog out. Maybe you've sort of gone to a local country park and you just sort of sit down. You're in the ice cream queue and you just look around you and you see a child and you think, goodness me, that little boy looks just like Prince George. And then you see the little girl next to him, you think, how funny, that little girl looks just like Princess Charlotte. And then you look at their mum and realise, oh my word, it is the royal family. And this is exactly what happened to people who were at a sort of day out at the Houghton horse trials in Norfolk on Sunday over the bank holiday weekend. And someone's captured a photo of Kate and the two children just completely blending into the crowd. They're sitting on a bench next to the burger van. Which just seems a bit at odds, doesn't it, when you think that the royal wedding just sort of last week. And there's Princess Charlotte's got a nice ice cream and they just look like they're having a whale of a time. And then Prince George gets to go inside an air ambulance support vehicle as well, just like any little boy loving an emergency vehicle. I was delighted to see that picture, to think that, you know, they can have, in inverted commas, I suppose, a normal life. And there's only one person who's looking at them. Everyone else has been very nonchalant and just pretending they're not there. And there's one guy who's sitting in front of the beer tent and he's just can't believe what he's seeing.